Well, folks, we are enjoying some great wines here, and this is Belletto Vineyards, and Anthony Beckman sitting here with me, and we're going to pop the cork on this great Chardonnay, and this is a single vineyard Chardonnay. Let's tell folks what that means. We just talked about one of your other wines, and there's this distinct difference here, but really you're getting the character of just one vineyard.
Absolutely, and that's really when you have these incredible estate vineyards, because we have 13 different estate vineyards all scattered throughout the southern end of the Russian River and into Sonoma Coast. When you have these distinct parcels, you want to say, this is awesome and I want to show it as its own. And as winemakers, we have this huge benefit of looking at things on their own before they're blended. And every now and again, you hit something that is so distinct and unique and deserves to not go into the Russian River blend. It deserves to stand on its own. And really, that's what this Cider Ridge Vineyard 2012 Chardonnay is. It's also kind of a special wine for us. It's the first vintage from this vineyard. This is a new vineyard that we planted about 4 years ago. First time we've had grapes off of it, and it just stood out to stand on its own on the first year, which for us was incredibly exciting.
It's really interesting right now because the whole world is focusing on Russian River and the Sonoma Coast, and the fruit coming from here has always been amazing, but it's really come of age now, and these single vineyards are really taking the world by storm.
They really are, and they should. Their distinctness and their place in life is to showcase really the best that you can do from one small single spot. And the beauty of a single vineyard is you get distinctness, and that's what wine is all about. When you're based on a place and a location, you want to have distinct and consistent. You want to have something that every year tastes distinct and every year tastes like the year prior, because that's really what defines a single vineyard. If you can't do that with a single vineyard, it probably belongs in the blend. We've been lucky enough to have a track record to go down and know what can make single vineyard and what can't. For this 2012 Chardonnay, because it's the first, it's really set the bar. It's set a benchmark, and I'm really happy at how high the bar is. I'm happy now, at least. I'm blending the 13s here in about 2 months, and we'll see how happy I am there. I think it'll hold up fine, but when you set the bar high on the first vintage out, it really keeps you focused and on your toes to maintain that quality throughout.
Well, folks, we have a beautiful bottle here, and we are going to enjoy a great dish that just came to the table. What's your preference with this wine?
You know, with this, it's got a richness to it, and I am an oyster on the half shell kind of guy. Sometimes the bigger Chardonnays hold in, and it's a contrast to the brininess of a oyster. A little bit of lemon, and away you go.
Folks, it's time for some great food here on Have Wine Will Travel. Chef Matt just brought another dish to the table here, folks. We're at the Renaissance Hotel in beautiful Seattle, Washington, and this is downtown. This is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, but this downtown is just set up so perfectly for the folks. There must be 30 beautiful restaurants within walking distance of this hotel, and one of the best ones is right up the elevator, 28 floors. Matt, another great dish here, another great wine. You tell them about this dish. This is beautiful.
Well, this is our chicken. This is Draper Valley Farms here in Washington. And we just serve this with the, you know, roasted garlic mashed potatoes and a forage mushroom ragu that we get local mushrooms. So again, very simple but tasty.
Because this produce again is coming out, mushrooms right at your back door, and all this great produce. They almost get shoved aside because everything else is so good. But you put them all together, and it's almost like a well-blended wine.
Serving local food with local wines, it all goes good together.
These are two beautiful white wines, but we're going to go on to our big red wines now, folks. Well, folks, I'm sitting with Anthony Beckman, and we are talking about Belletto wines, and this is Belletto Vineyards at its best, and for me, it's at its best. I love Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, which is really your signature. Zinfandel has to be a signature, too, but I love Zinfandel, so I'm really looking forward to this bottle.
This is a distinct bottling. Because of our location, we're so south in the southern tip of the Russian River Valley that it is cool climate Zinfandel. So, you know, Zin runs this broad spectrum. You can go to the far, far side, and it's 18% alcohol. It's a little bit sweet. It's big. It's got broad shoulders. It's kind of a cocktail wine that you drink and enjoy for just this lush, hedonistic sort of like, wow, pop your head off sort of wine. And I don't have any problem with that. There's times when you want that. This Zinfandel is the opposite spectrum of that. It's got bright acidity. It's got really a brambly profile. The tannins are light. The acid is high. The alcohol's a little bit lower. It's got a texture to it that's more light and balanced as opposed to big and thick. I always call it a claret style of wine. I was just tasting wines with an importer from England. She said she's like, I've never been a Zinfandel fan because they're too big, and I love this Zinfandel. And I go, that's exactly what it is. And should we want to make that giant Zinfandel, we couldn't do it. Like, even if you said, oh, I'll pay you $20 million and make a Zin like that, we just are too cold where these vines are planted, and it would be just an impossible wine for us to make where we are. So again, we're making something distinct and delicious from these estate vineyards that we own. And that's really what's important. And every year, the Zinfandel, I've been making the Zin for 8 years now, and every year the Zin is so similar, has these same qualities throughout the brambly berry, the brightness, sort of this nice herbaceous tone that lends a balance and an interesting segment to it year after year after year. And that's what really makes a wine like this special.
This really lends itself to food, and people are not aware of how good Zinfandel is with food. I go into different cuisines like Chinese and other things with it, and you just sit there and go, let's open another bottle.
Absolutely, and I think you can make that statement about most all wines where they're acid-based as opposed to more fruit and texture-based. You know, when you have that acidity to cut through food, it's really sets the stage for the next bite of food. People talk about food and wine pairings, and I think there's a lot of rules that I don't agree with. The biggest rule is, the wine has to have the acidity to handle food. And if it doesn't have that, then I usually drink them before dinner or with something light like cheese. But when you go into like a hearty food, you need something to balance the heartiness of the food. And that's usually what acidity does in a wine for me.
Well, folks, we're going to experiment here with this bottle and maybe one more as food just came to the table. And Zinfandel at its best here with Barletto. You are going to enjoy this dish as much as I am, but you said you weren't hungry. So you want me to take over?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please, none for me.
Well, folks, we have been enjoying three beautiful red wines, and this is very exciting. We're now down to the Zin, and I noticed that Chef Wayne Johnson here is taking a liking to this Zin. I think this is going to have to stay with him. Fortunately, we have another bottle.
Oh, that just lit me up. One more of these. Wow. This Zin, you know, Doc, I brought out this quail with a little bit of the currants and the demi, the sweet demi. And there's a little bit of thyme in there, but you notice how the thyme came up to the top. But now with the Zinfandel, the fruit's coming forward. This is why I like not just saying try this one wine with this one dish, because each wine makes the food speak differently.
This Zinfandel, this is not for the faint of heart.
You know what? I'm still looking and tasting this thing and going, I'm taking that second bottle home with me.
I can see this will be on the wine list here, folks, very soon.
That was a great choice. I'm glad you brought that in. I'm glad we were able to try these wines with the foods the way we do it, Doc. I don't know if anybody else is having as much fun as we are.
No, they're not. But I do have one last item for you to pair up here, because Dr. Vino does not leave Seattle without at least three or four desserts.
Well, I got a couple for you.